Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us today. Let me ask you a question. Do you think law is boring? If you think law is boring, then grab a notepad, grab a pen. This next guest is going to change your mind about all of that. He is Jeffrey Verdon of Verdon, Jeffrey M. Verdon Law Group here in Newport Beach. And Jeffrey's been on the show several times. Jeff, we've talked about several different types of topics. He always has creative ideas, and today is no exception. We're going to talk about the best asset protection plan no one's ever heard of called the Private Retirement Plan. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Bill. It's good to be with you again.
Good to be with you. How are you doing? Everything going well?
Yeah, we're busy. It's been a very good year. As you know, we do these postings, our client alerts, and it generates a lot of thought and response. So it's been a very, very good year. Thanks for asking.
Well, that's your fault for being so darn interesting, Jeff. You really do. You have a way of taking these concepts that are concerning to people and making them interesting. You know, from asset protection to ways that you can have your cake and eat it too. For some of the past things that we've talked about, trusts that are called that, actually. And Jeff, today we're going to talk about the Private Retirement Plan. So first, give our listeners a little bit of background, just a brief description of you. Of course, they can hear other interviews on our audio library, but tell us a little bit about you and your practice.
Well, thanks, Bill. I appreciate that. I started my practice really in 1979 after getting a master's degree in taxation, and I started out as a trust and estates lawyer. And in 1986, after practicing for 5 or 6 years, 7 years, I was called in by a group of doctors who wanted to plan for their retirement in 5 years. They were getting in the 60-year-old range, and they wanted to retire at 65. But this particular medical specialty, once they retired, hung up their stethoscope and delivered their last baby, because of the way our legal system is structured here in California and in most states, they weren't going to be out of the woods for liability claims, malpractice liability claims, until that last baby they delivered reached the age of 18 plus 2 additional years for the statute of limitations. So that, imagine being 85 years old before you no longer have any liability because of the particular profession or occupation you've chosen. Well, that was what they were faced with. So I was tasked with the responsibility or project of trying to protect their assets beyond the 5-year tail policy that they could get from their malpractice carrier. And once I completed what was then a very rudimentary plan, it occurred to me that other doctors, other professionals, other business owners who are in a high-risk area, and let's face it, California is one of the most litigious communities you can possibly live in, then the chances that other people might be in a similar boat would be there, and I thought we can lend our expertise to those folks, and that really started for us the movement of asset protection planning, because when we sit down to plan someone's estate, Bill, the thing that keeps us up at night more than anything, it isn't the taxes they're going to pay or the probate fees that they may incur, even the litigation between beneficiaries. It's a current lawsuit, because we can design the best estate plan, the best income tax plan for a client, but if they get hit with a financially ruinous lawsuit before they pass away or retire and wipes out all or most of their wealth, all the work that we did prior to that will have been for naught. So asset protection planning is something that we use in connection with our trust and estates practice, and we like to put in all the firewall protections we can while their financial seas are calm, because once the lawsuit is threatened or actually is filed, it's too late to do anything.
Mm-hmm. And for our listeners, of course, this is particularly important because a lot of you that are listening will be making an effort to sell your business to someone who may very well turn around and sue you if things don't go well with the business after they've bought it from you and take back everything that you've been given and more. So it's very important to think about how you're going to protect the proceeds from a sale, for instance, or how you're going to protect what you've built up in your final years. So let's talk about this, the private retirement plan. First of all, what can businesses do to protect their assets from lawsuits? What are some of the strategies, Jeff?
Well, you know, businesses are often the entities that are ignored by both the lawyers that represent them because they're not oriented in their thinking. Most businesses often will have too many assets in their company. The same company that sells their product or sells the service also has their receivables, their equipment, their furnishings, their fixtures, their machinery. And then when a lawsuit hits, there's so many assets inside the business bill that they really can't negotiate a reasonable settlement. So what we like to do is strip out those assets, maybe spin off the equipment into a separate entity like an LLC and lease it back to the business, have the ownership of that entity a little bit different than how the business might be situated, secure the receivables with UCC-1s for prior obligation. And we like to look at the balance sheets of all of our business clients to see how we can protect those assets against a future liability claim. And one of the great asset protection strategies that's in our California Civil Code of Procedure, we're the only state in the country that has this opportunity, strangely enough, is the private retirement plan. A private retirement plan, which is sanctioned, and for your listeners, if they want to look it up, they can look up California Civil Code of Procedure 704.115. That's the section of the code that allows for this. And they can set up what's called an ERISA, non-ERISA qualified retirement plan that provides a retirement benefit for the owner slash employee when they retire. So let's say you had a successful company. You wanted to retire at 65 at a salary of $500,000 or with an income of $500,000 a year, and you're now 50 years old. So the actuaries will figure out how much the company has to fund the plan for to give you a retirement distribution of $500,000 a year. And let's say in my example that amounts $3.5 million. I don't know what it would be, but let's assume it's $3.5 million. So the corporation, the employer, will fund $3.5 million into this private retirement trust for the benefit of the retiring employee when he retires at age 65, paying $500,000 a year. Now, if the company doesn't have $3.5 million in its retained earnings to fund, make that distribution to the retirement plan, then it makes a promise to fund that over the ensuing period of time, and then the trust takes a lien, a UCC-1 lien, against the assets of the business. So that lien will take precedent over a subsequent creditor, including a lawsuit. Now, what's interesting about 704.115 in the private retirement plan is you don't have to include the other employees. You can discriminate because it's non-ERISA qualified. You don't get any particular income tax benefits by doing this, but what it allows you to do is move assets from the business to the private retirement plan, and once they're in there, those assets are completely exempt from creditor claims. They're exempt from bankruptcy. And the most important thing about this plan is if there's a subsequent lawsuit and the employee is starting to take distributions out of the plan, the $500,000 a year that I gave in my example, those distributions are exempt from creditor claims. And many qualified retirement plans, while the money remains in the plan, is exempt. When you start taking it out, it's not. So any attorney, a CPA, a business owner that may have some future liability, to set up this plan, to fund the plan either with the current assets or a promise to fund it over a period of time, and that promise is secured by the assets of the company, which could be machinery, equipment, accounts receivable, future business, transforms those assets from non-exempt assets to exempt assets. And you can even do this under this exemption section on the eve of bankruptcy. As long as you're setting up it up for retirement purposes and not to be used as a separate piggy bank, even on the eve of bankruptcy or on the eve of a potential lawsuit, this kind of a plan will work. So it's something that most business owners don't know about. Most attorneys who represent business owners don't know about this, and it's something we're starting to do a lot more of because we think it's such an important planning concept for business owners.
So you're establishing a trust that will be funded, and if the company doesn't have the assets now, they pledge assets and then back that up with the UCC-1 filing, which then creates a lien back. Does that lien potentially disrupt a sale of a business? It would be a liability, would it not, or on the books of the company?
It would. If somebody were to sell his business and then there's an obligation on that balance sheet, that would just come off of whatever the purchase price would be. So if they're selling their business for $5 million and there's a $1 million balance owed by the business to the retirement trust, and the price would be $4 million. But once the funds go into the retirement trust and the business is sold, if later on the buyer of the business, which so often happens, gets buyer's remorse, and they come back after the seller because the seller supposedly, you know, provided financial statements that were not accurate or made some misrepresentations allegedly, or whatever it may be. We see this happen a lot. This is a great way for the business owner to protect himself. And the other thing the business owner can do is they can contribute their own assets. So if the business owner has a separate account with securities, with real estate, and so forth, and they want to contribute to the private retirement plan their own assets, when they hold their assets individually, they would not be protected from creditors. But once they go into the private retirement plan, this trust that's called a secular trust under the legal parlance, that secular trust now holds those assets. Those assets are also protected from creditors. So we have a pretty big toolbox of strategies that we advise our business owners and clients to look at. But the private retirement plan is really one of those just sleeper, wonderful opportunities that we only have here in California, and most business owners should be availing themselves of it.
Well, that's one of the first things I've heard that we can benefit from being a California resident that's going to protect us. So that's a good thing.
Because
a lot of people say, you know, you're doing business in California. Are you crazy? There's other jurisdictions to have your business in. So this is great. This is a fantastic type of a strategy. Now, not all businesses, of course, sell to an outside buyer. A lot of times there's a transition to insiders, to key people or family members or family businesses. This sounds like it would have some particularly appealing attributes for those types of transactions as well, wouldn't it?
I would think so. Any opportunity to take some chips off the table by the business owner and set them aside in a vault, a lockbox that nobody else will be able to touch, so that person will never be broke, is always a good idea. Anybody who went through the 2009 recession, Bill, you know, who thought they knew what they were doing, and when somebody else changed the rules of the road and then things began to crater, we had a lot of clients who had done some previous asset protection planning who were able to survive that period because they did the proactive planning, but a lot of people came in to see us who didn't, and unfortunately there wasn't a lot we could do for them.
Mm-hmm. What are the initial steps to assess whether this makes sense and to kind of get the ball rolling on this, Jeff?
Well, if somebody has a business that's generating some nice cash flow, they've got assets in the business that could be exposed to corporate level or entity level liability, that's the kind of a person who would be a candidate for a private retirement plan. It doesn't require, you know, uber wealthy people or a company that's worth a gazillion dollars. This is for the, you know, it's much more democratic for the average business owner out there who maybe can't buy enough liability insurance to protect themselves, or perhaps they're in a business where because of the risk that they have, a lot of consultants, geological engineers, physicians, lawyers, CPAs, the industries that tend to be targets for liability suits. And in 2013, there were over 50 million lawsuits filed in this country, and 95% of the world's lawsuits take place in the United States. So statistically speaking, there's a pretty good chance one day, if you run a successful business, you could be a defendant in a lawsuit, whether you did anything or not.
Now, if someone is contemplating the sale of their business, let's say things are already even underway and they're a few months away from actually selling their business, is there still time to set up something like this to protect some of those assets? Let's say they're going to take some assets off the table anyways.
Absolutely. You can do this right up until the time the escrow closes. It's not a it's not a tax strategy, so the IRS isn't concerned about assignment of income and some of these other more esoteric issues. This is strictly a plan that you can avail yourself of under our California Civil Code of Procedure exemption laws, and the more you fund it with, the more protection the client's going to have.
So from a standpoint of a tax deduction, this is technically a non-qualified type of a transaction where there's not going to be necessarily a tax deduction at the time. You're really looking more for that protection, right?
You're looking for the protection. You don't get a deduction. And in fact, the assets that are earned that are put inside the private retirement plan trust are taxable income to the employee. So there are things that one can do to mitigate those taxes. For example, you know, you've got some experience in the life insurance area. If the funds that go into the private retirement plan to avoid the taxation for the next 10 or 15 years, those funds could go into a life insurance policy. And as we know, life insurance policies don't pay tax on their capital gains, interest, dividends, or royalty income. And so you can shelter the future investment earnings while those assets grow inside of the life insurance policy. And in fact, if the insured passes away, that money will come to the trust as well, income tax-free. So there's a variety of things that people can look to do when they're doing this kind of planning. But
Without getting too technical, though, most of the time, people could put money into a life insurance policy anyways, but it wouldn't be credit or protected as far as the cash values are concerned unless they use a structure like something like this, right?
That's correct. California only exempts about $4,000 of the cash value in a life insurance policy, but if the life insurance policy is purchased inside the private retirement plan, then it's credit or protected.
And so it requires some analysis, some discussion, a legal document, and a funding mechanism. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you and discuss the private retirement plan, Jeff?
Well, I'll give you my direct dial number. It's 949-333-8150. I'll repeat that, 949-333-8150, or they can email me at jeff@jmvlaw.com, or they can go to our website, which is jmvlaw.com.
And let me tell you something, listeners, even if you just want to call and ask Jeff some questions about this or some of the other strategies, again, some of the other concepts he has are fantastic. He has a great way of explaining them. They also have a book available on Amazon.com called Estate Planning for Women Only. But, you know, trust with names like Have Your Cake and Eat It Too, which I just love the name of that trust. A lot of people think, if I do these strategies, I'm losing out on something. Well, that's why people like Jeffrey Verdon are out there to figure these things out, be creative with them, and feed them back to you in a way so you go, okay, now that's more like it. That's what I'm looking for. So, Jeff, thanks so much for joining us again today. It's been a real pleasure, and I hope a lot of our listeners will get in touch with you about the private retirement plan. It sounds like something everybody should know about.
Thank you, Bill. It's good to be with you again, and look forward to future conversations.
Terrific. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Spike Reel for The Exit Coach. Business owners, can you name the 8 key value drivers that you and your manager should be focusing on to increase the value of your business? Introducing the Sellability Score Index. Visit our website and answer 25 questions about your business, and you will instantly receive your sellability score, showing you how well you stack up in the 8 value driver areas. It's a great management tool. It's absolutely free for our listeners. Just visit exitcoachradio.com and click Get My Sellability Score.
Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.